outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's December 5th, folks.
Wow.
It is.
Time's flying by.
Time's flying by. I'm ready for the holidays, man.
I know. I'm ready for Santa to come.
Yeah. Give me some holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went to the Christmas tree place yesterday with Ethan.
No, you didn't. You know, what time were you there? I was there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got there a little later, like
okay.
At 6:30 or something.
Oh, I left right at 6.
Really?
That makes sense.
Oh, shit. You know,
that's
I was
hysterical.
Hoping I'd see you there.
Yeah.
And so you were there earlier?
I was there from about 3 to probably 5:45 is when I started my body was like, I didn't wear the right clothes.
Oh,
it was getting really cold.
It was freezing.
I didn't expect it to be that cold.
And Ethan was wearing shorts and a short sleeve. It was 50
yeah.
degrees
He's
outside.
He's a big guy, though. He can handle it. You know, I'm like over here like shivering. Oh, my God.
I know. I was too, man.
Horrible.
So this was a little charity that he did, and he was giving away Christmas trees, right, to veterans?
Yes. We gave away about 100 Christmas trees to veterans.
Wow, that many?
Yes, as well as we were collecting toys for, you know, the Toys for Tots.
Right, and we brought a few.
Yeah.
We were going to go and buy the whole friggin' store. We
were it was hard. I did too.
We were crazy with the toys, you know? I mean, you just want to get it for everybody, you know?
Oh, you missed, though, the fun part with the toys. Around, I think, like 4:30 or 5 o'clock, we took all the toys that were from the van, and it was on camera, and we were, like, just unloading everything and bringing it over to the boxes.
Uh-huh.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I can imagine the look on the kids' faces when they get these toys.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
It's just amazing.
That's the part I want to see.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
It wasn't as gratifying for me. Or, you know, like, I mean, it's fun to donate and to know that these toys are going to go to somebody and it's going to put a smile on someone's face. But, you know, it's not the same as I would love to see. You know,
yeah.
I just want to see the kids.
Like
to
be able to give it to them.
Yeah, I'd like to be more involved with actually, yeah, the kids being present.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun event. They had, you know, live broadcasts going on, some radio stuff.
Yeah.
At least when I was there.
Cool.
And then Santa was there, so I sat on Santa's lap.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, this Santa was an agent, a talent agent.
Hold on a second. We got a phone call. Let's
see
who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you got to turn down the computer back there so we can hear you.
Oh. Hello?
Ken. Yes.
What's up?
Yes, okay. Who's this?
Steph?
Yeah, who is this? You're live on the radio.
Oh, my God. It's Chris Cooley.
Ah, nice. What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you guys want to have a private conversation?
No.
How are you? How
Chris
are you?
Cooley and I went to acting school a few years ago. I haven't talked to him in years.
Really?
Yeah.
So what made you decide to call Stephanie now?
Well, I just saw her thing on Facebook, and I was tuning in, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to call in. I haven't spoken to her in years.
Really?
So,
you guys want to catch up on years?
That's too funny.
That is very exciting for me.
Yeah, wonderful. Where do you live? Are you in L.A.?
I actually just moved to Orlando this past August. I work for Disney World.
Oh, I see.
That's
okay.
Awesome. Congrats, Chris.
You know who else
Thank
works
you.
For Disney
Thank
World is Casey Anthony.
Oh, you know, no, she does not.
She did. She
oh,
did, for sure.
Did.
I'm reading the book on her right now,
oh,
believe
God.
It or not.
You're always reading a new book.
Yeah,
about
I'm
somebody
telling
crazy.
You.
It was really crazy down here during the whole Casey Anthony trial.
I can't imagine.
Like, everyone was like flocking the streets in the city down here, so it was pretty crazy.
Oh, my God.
What was going on down here.
And what do you do in Orlando? Oh, you work for Disney World, I guess.
Yes. I am a full-time puppeteer, and I'm also an equity performer for Disney World.
Wow.
That is too fun. Good for you, Chris.
Thank you. And look at you, Steph. You got your own radio show.
Yes.
You believe it, man. She knows her
amongst
stuff.
Amongst other things.
Yeah. She moved to Hollywood. Now she's a star.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we need to catch up again later on, obviously, more, you know, in depth with what you're up to. I would love to hear, you know, everything.
Definitely. I'll message you on Facebook, and yeah, we'll talk on Facebook.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye,
Thank
Chris.
You. Bye-bye.
That's too funny.
Yeah, how you doing? This is great radio. How you doing? Fine. How are you? What's going on? Oh, nothing.
I don't know if people know when they call in, they're literally automatically sent to live.
Yeah.
You know, I love when people call in, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
Even if it's not meaty stuff.
Yeah. So you sat on Santa's lap.
I sat on Santa's lap. Mm. Santa ended up being a talent agent, which was kind of cool. Helping out, too. Yeah. So I got to know Santa pretty well.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Not really. I already have an agent and everything anyway. But, you know, these events are so great. You meet some wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I encourage people to come. I was a bit bummed that, you know, I announced it on my Facebook and tried to get people to come, and yeah. I was not impressed with the amount of friends that I had that came to support.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys, come on. It takes 10 minutes, and I think people don't realize how just how great you feel after, you know, going and just bringing a few toys.
You really do. You know, I mean, every time I hear like fundraising, charity, things like this, I look the other way. But you know what? It's really not a big deal, and it's enjoyable, I think.
It's fun. They've had music playing, and, you know, there were different things going on. It wasn't like you were just going and, you know, dropping off money.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's fun stuff going on.
I know.
So that was fun.
You know, talking about Christmas trees, did you hear that this family found a snake in their Christmas tree?
No way.
Yeah. They brought it in from the garage, and they're saying it's not even a live tree, you know?
That's creepy.
It's an artificial tree. So I guess that snake got into the garage somehow.
Ooh,
man.
Snakes creep me out, man.
Me too.
Ooh,
me too.
They're just so unpredictable.
I know.
You have to be careful, man. You cannot look at a snake the wrong way.
I know. It's like, how do you deal with something poisonous that has no legs and can hurl itself at you and leave nothing.
Yeah. I don't like fake Christmas trees, you know, also. Like, it's all about the smell of pine. But
it really is the smell. I mean, we went there yesterday. It smelled so good, you know.
However,
yeah.
Some of the guys there were joking around because they all had fake trees. Uh-huh. And they said all you have to buy is, like, a, you know, some scents that smell like pine, you know, or some kind that you hook and, you know, put in an outlet. And it smells like a real tree.
Yeah.
And that's really a smart idea.
It is. But why wouldn't you get a real one? Is that like, because they're expensive?
First of all, they're messy.
Yeah.
Well, they're, you know, I mean, to me, it's worth it. I mean, well, they're like $100, $150
yeah,
a year or whatever.
Yeah, $150, yeah.
You know, it's part of the whole experience.
I guess, yeah.
But a fake tree, you spend $100 on once.
Yeah.
And you can reuse it. It doesn't, you know, pine needles aren't everywhere every single day. You have to clean them up.
That's
and you
true.
Just buy something that smells like pine and you put it under the tree. And it literally, you know, like a real tree.
Yeah.
How smart is that, though? Seriously.
It's smart, but I don't know. If I were getting a tree, I would probably just want to get a real one.
A real one.
But you're right. They're really messy. I hate after people throw them out after the end of the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And the elevator and the, you know, and the staircase, everything is just full of pine needles, you know? It's like, give me a break.
Here's the thing, though, and this cracks me up because it's every frickin' year, honestly. First of all, This is part of the experience. We're being jolly. We're supposed to enjoy Christmas. But like when I talk to my parents or, you know, my grandparents or just anybody, it's always the same. They always complain. It's the same.
Really?
Oh, I've got to get presents. I have to start shopping. I have to decorate the house. I have to this. Come on.
Yeah.
First of all, just don't do it. If it's really that much of a hassle, don't do it.
You're right.
I hear this crap all the time. I'm like, come on, Mom.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun, right?
It's supposed to be fun. Don't stress yourself out about it. You don't have to bake cookies. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do.
Exactly. And people enjoy shopping for presents for people, you know?
Yeah, but again, it's like, it's once a year.
Yeah.
And if you already know, I'm going to get a Christmas tree, and there are going to be some pine needles on the floor, whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
It's part of the whole experience.
I know. I wanted to put a tree here in the studios, but my wife has got sort of like a mental block, you know, because we're Jewish.
Right.
So, you're raised with like, this is not our holiday, you know,
really?
So we don't celebrate it.
But you guys still celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
Yeah, we do, but you know, it's not the same. I mean, the holiday spirit is Christmas and New Year's and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody loves this holiday. It doesn't matter what religion you are.
Right.
So if you notice, we decorated here. We put a small fake tree here on the table. And that's it, you know.
But we're having a Christmas party.
I know. I told my wife yesterday, I said, let's just get a tree, you know. I mean, if not for us, for everybody else. She's like, no, you know, she's got that mental block.
That's too funny.
I know.
So obviously she's Jewish as well.
Yeah, and she enjoys Christmas as much as the next person, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. But no Christmas tree. Well, there was a guy there that was, you know, one of the actors, a special guest at the event yesterday, and we were on a live broadcast, and one of the ladies goes, you know, pick out your favorite Christmas tree. He wouldn't even do it.
Really?
He was Jewish. He wouldn't, he couldn't, he's like, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You need to relax a little bit here.
Yeah, that's
we're having
true.
Some fun.
Yeah.
You know, just pick a damn tree.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, people are afraid to assimilate and go into different religions, you know, because in Judaism, you know, it's about family, it's about closeness, it's about community. And what happens is, you know, people marry outside the religion and the people in the religion get worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they're going to lose people and stuff. And that happens in every religion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to keep their own traditions, impose their own views on everybody else.
It's all old-fashioned. I don't know. I'm just a free spirit. I follow no religion.
Yeah.
I don't even consider myself an atheist. I truly do not associate myself with any term, you know.
Yeah. Do you believe in God?
I believe in higher power.
Right.
Yeah. Or, you know, somebody, a creator. I don't know if I'd use the word God, but...
Right.
I believe in something.
Okay. You mean not the God that they teach you in church, but you believe there's
a higher power.
A higher power
somebody,
out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I agree with that. I just, I don't think God is involved in our everyday lives. In other words, I don't think he gives a shit if you go to church or not, if you eat kosher or not. I think he's pretty busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
And I don't think this is what life is about, is to follow all these rituals.
Yeah, but you be careful, because some people, oh my God, are so religious. You do not get into a conversation with them. I mean, I've had my head almost bit off.
Really?
At times, yeah.
And I know, like, you don't talk to people about religion.
I don't even speak about it, you know? I mean, I'll just say, I don't follow anything. That's politics and that. I just don't really share my opinions.
That's wise, yeah.
Because you will get hurt sometimes. But it's like, I don't know.
People don't take it lightly.
The problem that I have is when people try to convert you. It's like, dude, I don't care what you believe.
Yeah.
You believe what you want, and I'll believe what I want.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah, they need the whole world to be like that. And that's what I'm saying, you know. I mean, every religion, and, you know, we single out Islam because it's, you know, many Islamic, well, I don't know if many, okay? But let's say... Islamic fundamentalists are the one that try to impose their views on the world, and there's a lot of terrorism because of it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, it can lead to a lot of unwanted consequences.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I just, like you, I don't subscribe to all these rituals. You know, I just respect that there's someone out there. Not someone. It's really a something. I don't think it's human.
Right.
You know? It doesn't work that way.
And I'm starting to get distracted. I just saw a picture. A couple got busted for having sex on a water slide.
Oh, really?
Can you not contain your hormones? You seriously have to have sex at an amusement park?
At the amusement park with people around them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's like a private ride, you know, one of those like floaty things.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ejected two tourists earlier this week after they were caught joining the water slide high club at the top of one of the attractions.
Wow.
Family cameras captured the whole thing.
Wow.
That's hysterical.
Wow. Where was that?
In Poland.
Oh, in Poland.
Which is a shocker.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it would be here. That's so funny. Officials with the park escorted the man and woman straight from their tunnel of love to the park exit without allowing them to retrieve their clothes. That's funny.
Yeah.
So they had to leave butt naked, pretty much.
Really?
Well, in their swimsuit attire.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, but what were they doing at a water park? I would imagine in Poland now it's very cold.
Yeah, you're right.
I wonder if it's an indoor place or something, huh?
I bet it is, actually. From the looks of this picture, it looks like it could definitely be an indoor one.
Mm.
That's too funny, though. You know, it just makes me think of, though, when I'm, like, dating somebody, and we'll try, you know, we'll just say, where do you want to have sex? You know, or, like, let's do something crazy. But at the same time, like, you have to be cautious of where you're going. Yeah. You don't want these cameras capturing you.
That's true.
I always chicken out, too. I've never done anything crazy.
Nothing
like
in nature or anything.
No, but, I really do want to have sex on the beach, though.
Yeah, the beach is cool. I think, like, in... like where there's a lot of trees and stuff, like in a forest, it probably would be cool too. You know?
Yeah. Where's the craziest place you've had sex, Sam? Anywhere?
You know, I've been pretty conservative when it comes to that. You know, I'm not an exhibitionist. I don't want to be caught. You know.
Oh yeah, I'd get terrified.
Get turned on by the thought that they might get caught. But
I kind of do in a way. Well, it's the danger, you know. It's like, I don't know. There's something about that. At the same time, I always chicken out. Like, I never do it. I never do it.
Yeah.
But sex on the beach is a little. Is that even? Is it illegal?
I'm sure it's illegal. It's illegal everywhere where they can see you. You know. But no, I mean, I've had sex in the car. I've had sex in.
Wow. See, I haven't even done that.
Yeah.
See. I come off as this pervert.
That was with
this...
a stranger, too, you know. When I went...
No!
Did I tell you I went to Chippendales that time? I think I told you, didn't I?
I don't know. No. I don't remember. I need to be told this again.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A random stranger you had sex with?
Well,
in your
what
car?
Happened is I went, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I figured, you know, if I go to a place like Chippendales, all the women are going to be really horny after the show, you know.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
I heard they let men in afterwards. So that's exactly what we did. I went with a friend. Not even 5 minutes, and this chick grabs me. She's like, what are you going to have to drink, you know? And she bought me a drink. I guess she was there with her friends and everything. And 10 minutes later, we were out in my car, man.
No way.
And then we go back inside, and I realize it was her bachelorette party. And she was there with her friends, and she's like showing me off.
She was the one getting married?
Yeah.
No. That's a great story, Sam, but shame on her. That's disgusting.
I know. But, you know, I guess that.
Oh, my gosh.
The shit that people do, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And I didn't know that either, you know? I mean, we just kind of met, and.
Shame on you, too.
There was a sexual attraction, so we just went in the car and did it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? So that was funny. And
that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but then I felt pretty objectified, you know. She took me inside, she's showing me off to her friends and stuff, and I'm going like, you know, everybody's looking at her like, what the hell have you done, you know?
Yeah, this girl seems cuckoo. Totally nutso.
But it was exciting while it lasted, as you might imagine, you know. And it's true. I guess the women do get horny after the strip show.
Apparently.
I don't know. Is Chippendale still open here, out here?
I would not know. I've never been. Yeah,
you've never been to a male stripper show, huh?
No, I need to, though. Right? I need to get one.
I hear that in some of them, they actually get really naked and let the women play with them and stuff. You know?
Oh, my. Well, I mean, that's what girls do at strip clubs.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't. I mean, you can't, like...
if they take you to a private booth?
Yeah, you can.
Well, maybe not sex, but they can touch them, no?
Mm, or they're not supposed to.
I wouldn't know. I mean, maybe depending on the strip club. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess, you know, I haven't been to a strip club since I was like 20 or 21 or something. No, I don't go there because... my question is, why would you go there to be turned on? I can be turned on by anything.
Yeah.
If you go somewhere, you want to get off, you know, so you might as well go to a hooker or something, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, what's the point in just going there and paying women money to just sit on your lap? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a certain personality type. Some people are into that, first of all, and I don't know, maybe there are people who truly can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we are fortunate. We can get it in other places. I don't know.
That's true.
But some
people
can't. So they have to pay for it. I don't know.
And get off that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some serious stuff. I've only been to a strip club once, and it was the most depressing experience ever.
Really?
Yeah, I got so sad. I wanted to, like, interview these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started talking to, like, these two twins. They were, like, literally just... what's the age? I think 18? Or can you do it even younger?
Well, no, it depends on, I guess, what the drinking age is there.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Well, regardless, they were, like, the youngest you could possibly be to be a stripper. And they're telling me how, no, this is an amazing experience, you know?
Yeah, we make a lot of fucking money. That's what they're trying to tell you.
It's really funny.
Yeah. They do make some good money. You got to admit that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, more power to you. So they've come out with a list of the top 10 most powerful celebrities.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and who do you think was number one?
Oprah, still?
Ah, that's you're very close. She was. She came in as number two.
Oh,
Oprah
okay, because she's always been number one. What about Lady Gaga?
I wonder how she feels about that, going down one bump. Yeah, you are on it.
Really?
Lady Gaga was number one.
Wow. She is very influential, you got to admit.
$90
million. Really?
From May 2010 to May 2011.
Wow.
In one year, $90 million.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
You know, I mean, and that's just from singing. You know, you do something that you love. And
you're going to crap your pants, though, about this.
Yeah.
So she is number one, but explain this. Oprah Winfrey, so she got $90 million. Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey, $290 million in that year.
Right.
But yet she's number two.
Right, because I don't think they look at the money. They look at the influence.
Everything, overall.
And I think Lady Gaga right now is hotter than Oprah.
Yeah. No, she totally is. But what? It's just funny. I guess it's just what Lady Gaga represents, and she's always encouraging, you know, for people to be, you know, be proud of who they are, and how she was like not necessarily the ugly duckling, but like, you know, like she used the word monster a lot, you know, little monsters, because she enjoys, you know, dressing up and just being, you know, all about individuality, and I think that especially with all the bullying nowadays. Mm-hmm. And all this crazy stuff with kids killing themselves, like, she truly has been.
Yeah, I think she's got a message there, although I don't know what it is, but I'm sure she's got a message for her fans and for people. But I like her, you know, I think she's pretty cool. She's a great performer, and making $90 million in 1 year, that's a lot of friggin' money.
Yeah, how about $290 million from Oprah? That's insane. And then number three, this kind of cracks me up. Justin Bieber.
Really?
That's kind of weird to
me. Yeah, well, I'm not surprised, actually. I think Lady Gaga and Justin have the highest number of followers on Twitter.
Mm.
You know, like 12 million, something like that.
Yeah, he's just that little one. He cracks me up.
Came out of nowhere.
Crazy.
It's amazing, you know, and people get so much money just for things that are rather simple to do, you know, to sing,
well, yeah, but
dance.
You know, but it's not simple to become so famous, you know what
right.
I mean? There are millions of people that, you know, are pursuing and trying to do the same thing as them. And
that's true, yeah.
It's not easy.
I know. How do people rise to the top? That amazes me.
Well, it's funny. I mean, I've had a few people, you know, on different television shows and stuff like that. And, you know, they just say it, you know, you just have to keep going. For some people, it just kind of literally happens easily or, you know, just naturally. Something, it just happens. Really, all it takes is that one opportunity, you know, one big opportunity, and you seize that moment.
Right.
But for some people, that opportunity, it takes longer to get to, and others, you know, it may never come. You just got to keep going and get out there.
Yeah, but it's never, you know, literally overnight. I mean, these people have been, like, you know, obscure for a long time. Nobody's really known about them, but they kept on going, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get this big break, which I don't know what it is, but you know, if they get a good record contract or something, you know, and but it's amazing, you know,
mm-hmm.
you never hear of them and suddenly they're up there and they become the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you remember, Madonna was like a very big deal. You know, she was really most powerful. Now she's going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Did you hear that?
No way.
Yeah, Madonna. And
Mompity Womp.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is she still relevant, though? You know?
I mean, well, that's actually, I did hear that she was doing the Super Bowl, and a lot of people were making fun of it, just saying, you know, like, because she's not really.
Yeah.
You know, Lady Gaga doing the Super Bowl, that'd be pretty exciting, I suppose.
But I guess Madonna does have staying power.
Yeah.
And, you know, she still sings well. I mean, there's a picture of her here. Did you see how muscular she is?
Oh, yeah, she's always been like that, though. Very masculine female.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I always was shocked. She's not a lesbian, right?
No, she's not. She's
got
a kid. She was married. She sometimes comes across as that, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I got to tell you, though, so part of that top 10 again, number four was U2, number five, Elton John, quickly.
Oh, U2, way over, I think, overrated, don't you think?
Yeah, but guess who's number six? This cracks me up.
Wait, U2, and then number five was who?
Elton John.
Oh, okay, I can accept that.
Yeah, you can accept that. And number six, Tiger Woods.
Really?
Yeah, after all the scandalous stuff, I kind of was shocked that he's come back
around. And I guess they said he just won after 2 years of not winning anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. But I guess he still has that influence, that power, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting, but go Lady Gaga, more power to you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess the Guinness Book of World Records says that Madonna is the world's top-selling female recording artist.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess Lady Gaga has not surpassed her yet.
Not yet, but again, you know, Madonna's been around since, I mean, I was born, you know, and Lady Gaga's only really come out in the last few years.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm definitely interested in seeing how, if Lady Gaga is able to, you know, sustain this and continue, you know. That's the thing, I think, with Madonna, that it's just been so long-lasting, you know.
Right, yeah.
And not a lot of musicians, or any even actors, you know, artists in general, are able to sustain such a long longevity of a career, you know.
So is she still on the top 10, Madonna?
I don't know if she's in the top 10, but I mean, you know, she's constantly working. She's constantly got music out, and you know, her fans buy her stuff. Always.
But she hasn't had anything new in a long time.
Are you sure? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't follow her music continuously, but I think even if it's not completely out, like on the radio 24/7, like some of these people, that doesn't necessarily mean she doesn't have new music out.
That's true. Yeah.
It could be, yeah. It's somewhere.
So I guess also on the Super Bowl, Bruce Springsteen, Prince, the Rolling Stones, and Paul McCartney.
Prince.
Wow.
That's an interesting one to me.
I know, but these are all the biggies.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him. I always have.
I'm surprised all the big ones want to be on the same, well, not on the same stage at the same time, but on the same stage. Mm-hmm. But because, I mean, all these egos there, I would imagine everybody would pull in a different direction.
God, yeah.
You know? Wow. But it should be pretty cool. You know, after the Black Eyed Peas really let everybody down last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that great.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, womp, womp. Did you hear that Charlie Sheen's ex-wife was arrested?
Oh, my God.
Charged with assault and possession of cocaine.
No way.
That's what's her name, Brooke Mueller.
That is heavy duty. Oh, Brooke Mueller.
Yeah.
She was on, Paris Hilton had her own reality show. You know, it was canceled, of course.
Right.
But Brooke Mueller is one of her good friends. And so they followed her life as well. So I'm guilty of watching this show, of course. This is horrible. I normally am not into these, but for some reason, this one I did watch a lot. And Brooke Mueller, she was a hot mess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess she is. They said that she's had drug problems before. And,
oh, yeah. Big time.
That. But, you know, maybe that's why Charlie was so irritated with her.
But he's just as fucked up, too. I mean, that guy's a disgrace.
I know. But when they talk about, you know, domestic violence and assault and stuff, you have to wonder. Because I guess she was charged with being an aggressor and an assault. So,
with Charlie Sheen?
No. She was at a bar with another woman.
Oh.
Yeah. She was fighting with another woman.
Wow. What a coinky dink.
Yeah.
What a coinky dink. Have you seen this one video? I'm sorry.
Which one? No, go ahead.
Well, I posted it on my Facebook because it is just, I mean, it's so devastating in a way. It's this little eighth grade boy.
Uh-huh.
And it's, first of all, he doesn't speak at all. He's got these little postcards, like little or index cards with just words on them telling how he feels. And basically the video is called What's Going On? And it's described as, he says, I'm not going to kill myself, but I just need to get this out here. And he's like a gay teenager, and he's just holding up these index cards to the saddest song, first of all, ever that you could possibly think of to play.
Yeah.
And he's crying, and he's, you know, just each postcard says something kind of new, just about how, you know, he gets bullied nonstop, you know, he hates his life, blah, blah, blah. But he's not going to let this, you know, he's going to persevere and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's just, and he's just so emotional in it. And I'm like bawling my ass off.
Really?
This was posted August 10th of this year, and it's got about 3 million views.
Wow.
But it's just so sad. And then so I posted it on my Facebook, and then a friend posted another one, apparently. Then, you know, a few months later, this kid posts one just saying, like, actually talking and super gay, like, you know, everybody left me and blah, blah, blah. And so people are automatically saying that this video was a lie.
Yeah.
But that, no, it's not. Do you see this kid, how sad he was?
Mm.
We all have feelings, you know, and sometimes they're triggered. And those were genuine feelings. And regardless of whether it was an act or not, you have to watch the video. It's so
really
sad, but yet inspiring, you know.
It is inspiring because I don't want to get depressed.
Yeah, well, you have to watch it till the very end.
Yeah.
It's like 4 minutes. So I'd say at like 3.5 minutes is when it starts to get inspiring.
Really?
The first 3.5 minutes are like bawling your ass off.
So what, it's a YouTube video or something?
YouTube video. What's going on? I posted it on my Facebook. Check it out.
Yeah. So talking about video, I have a video queued up here of Jerry Sandusky. You remember him with the Penn State.
Oh, yes.
And the molester.
Yeah, what's going
on? So
again,
he goes on interviews, and again he says he's attracted to young people. So let's hear this for a second.
Oh, gosh.
York Times, Jerry Sandusky not only repeats his denials of wrongdoing, he tells the paper youngsters in his Second Mile program, quote, might say I was a father figure. Man's accused of 40 counts of raping and molesting young boys. A few weeks ago, NBC's Bob Costas asked Sandusky whether he's sexually attracted to young boys.
Am I sexually attracted to underage boys? Sexually attracted, I enjoy young people.
The former coach tells the New York Times at first he wondered what to make of the question. Then, in an intriguing exchange, an apparently uncomfortable Sandusky tries to explain his answer. Off camera, you'll hear the voice of Sandusky's lawyer prompting his client.
If I say, no, I'm not attracted to boys, that's not the truth because I'm attracted to young people, boys, girls.
Yeah, but not sexually. You're attracted because you enjoy spending time.
Right. I enjoy, that's what I was trying to say. I enjoy spending time with young people. I enjoy spending time with people. I mean, my two favorite groups are the elderly and the young.
An attorney who represents victim number 6, named in the grand jury report, the boy whose mother came forward in 1998 saying Sandusky had showered with her son and hugged him naked from behind, says the accused coach's latest explanations are hard to watch.
His answer was really no different, frankly, than the answer that he gave before. Mm-hmm. And the sad part from his perspective, if we want to look at it from that perspective, that his lawyer had to intervene and give him some advice as to how to answer that question. He won't have that luxury in a courtroom.
Sandusky admits that after he was banned from taking young people onto Penn State's main campus following a 2002 allegation that he raped a boy in a locker room, he still had access. Sandusky told the paper then athletic director Tim Curley never took away his keys. Quote, I still have my keys, Sandusky said, and I still went in there and worked out.
Any argument that these men now are making any of this up is really weak. And if that is all that he has in terms of his defense, he is going to have really rough going in the courts.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. You know, we spend so much time questioning, but, like, these responses just say everything already, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just like with me. I feel like when a girl's dating a guy, the way he responds, it's so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's working his way around it and kind of just saying these blunt little, these weird answers, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, he is, like, he's sexually attracted to these kids. And,
yeah.
And he's really not hiding it. He's saying, you know.
Yeah. I know. He's not really, I mean, he's crazy. I think this guy's in total denial, and he doesn't understand what he's up against.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad. And the fact that he's walking around free still is amazing to me. I don't understand that. But, you know, I guess, you know, if you didn't murder somebody, then they let you walk around free on bail. So that's going to be like a big trial. It's going to be a big trial.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Which leads me to the Casey Anthony book. I just got that.
Yeah.
And it's written by Jeff Ashton, who was the prosecutor.
No way.
Yes. So he knows.
It's an interesting perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. So he knows what the hell happened, or at least what the hell happened during the trial. You know, not necessarily the murder itself, but it's so fascinating to read about this. I mean, she was. The moment the police picked her up, all she did was lie and lie and lie and wouldn't let up. I mean, she wouldn't come and say, okay, I lied. So at a certain point, she told them that she was currently working at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So the investigators went to check it out and see. She took them around the complex. First of all, she walked up to the security guard who wouldn't let her in. And he found that she doesn't work there, and the supervisor that she mentions does not exist.
No way. She never actually worked there?
Well, so apparently they found that she had worked there before for about a year and was fired a couple of years before that. But the way that she was confident that he would let her in and she wouldn't admit that she was lying. So then I guess the police were watching all this, and then they walked up and let her in into Disney World and asked her, well, where's your office? She started walking them around the park, office buildings, everything. You know, took him inside, and then she suddenly stops, turns around, she says, okay, I don't work here.
No way.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, this is like, they just wanted to see how far she's going to carry those lies.
What a clown.
Yeah. You know, I mean, she pinned it on this nanny who didn't exist. Yeah.
Stupidity.
Yeah. Given the cops, like, the address of the, Zanny, who she made up as a nanny, and... Yeah, and they went there and nobody lived there by that name. Nobody even existed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a fascinating story to hear what happened because, you know, we followed the trial a little bit towards the end, but I didn't watch it religiously.
Mm-hmm. Neither did I.
I don't really know what happened, but this is very interesting. And although, you know, it's written from one perspective, you know, nevertheless, I think at least he has all the facts right.
Yeah.
You know? So
that sounds like a book I'd be interested in reading too.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and she's just something else. I can't believe the shit that she does. You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me. And now she's free. You know, so we'll see. I'm only about 100 pages in, but we'll see how it develops.
How long is the book?
I think it's about 400 pages or something. Yeah, so it's not too big, but there's a lot of. Fascinating stuff. I mean, every time they ask her a question, I'm like, okay, how she's going to answer that one, you know?
Yeah. This girl's nutso.
Yeah. So, but I definitely recommend this if anybody is into true crime and things like that. I mean, the one fact that everybody was agreeing on is that there was a stench in the car of a body decomposing. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It stunk. I mean, her parents admitted that. The detectives,
gosh.
You know. Yeah. I mean,
the
everything.
The answers are all there.
Yeah.
Answers are all there.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I'm just waiting for the end of the book to find out exactly how she was able to walk away.
Oof. That's sick.
Unscathed.
Stench. I want to know, and I don't want to know what kind of a stench that, like, yeah. What does that smell like?
People,
you know?
Say that you never forget that smell. I think I've smelled death before because when I was a kid, there were a lot of stray cats in the neighborhood, you know, mm-hmm. And sometimes they would just die, and you could smell it for miles.
Ugh.
And yeah, it's a horrible smell.
Oh,
it's a horrible smell.
I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, and
I feel like gagging already.
I know. I know. Imagine what police investigators have to go through and the shit that they see, you know?
Oh my gosh, I know.
I would get so sick.
That
just
and
seeing
like surgeons,
things.
Doctors cutting people open.
Yeah.
I mean, just the idea of it, I get lightheaded.
I know,
don't know how,
me too.
How they do it.
Yeah.
How you would want to do it, you know?
Yeah. Oh. I know, but some people are into that shit. I don't know. Thank goodness that there are, you know? Because if not, nobody would be a doctor.
It's true.
Yeah. But you know, at the same time, those investigators and crime scene investigators, and they have to look at some really gruesome stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's life. I don't know how you can have a normal... Well, again, some people are just meant to do it and some aren't. Some...
Yeah.
It's like everything. Yeah, they just can handle it. I could never... I don't think I could ever even see... I've never seen someone dead.
Right.
I mean, I guess, well, my grandpa, when he passed away in the, you know, casket, but... That was different.
Right.
I mean, like, truly, freshly dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh. I don't think many people get to see that.
I know. Can you imagine?
Thankfully, you know.
I watched a sick movie on Lifetime. I can't even remember what it was called, but this one lady is psycho, and she ends up locking this other chick in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you see this chick die in the freezer. So
wow.
She's like, you know, you touch her skin, and it's like,
yeah.
Just mush, it's just frozen. She's like solid.
Wow. There's some disgusting movies.
I know.
You heard of The Human Centipede?
I love them, though. You mentioned this before.
I have.
I have not seen it yet.
That sounds to me like the most disgusting movie ever.
But have you actually seen it?
No, I'm never going to see it. If it's the last movie on Earth, I'm not going to see it.
The Human Centipede.
Yeah.
Well, what would be so nasty about this?
Well, the criminal sews them together, mouth to asshole.
I need to get this movie. I'm gonna get it today.
I mean, these people shit in each other's mouth and stuff. Why would you want to see that?
I like sick movies. I do. No, it's true. Whoa. Like, the more sick, the better.
Really?
What does that say about me? I don't know.
Yeah, then go ahead, see it, and tell us what you thought about it, you know? Because I can't imagine in my life seeing a movie like that.
That is pretty sick. But I also like realistic movies. Like, I'm not into horror movies that are like zombies and monsters. Right. It's not realistic. Some sicko could potentially sew people together, of course.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly the premise of this story.
Yeah.
But from these pictures, I'm thinking, yeah, somebody could do that.
Yeah, I think he was stapling them together.
Oh.
yeah, but you're eager to see it.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to go get that movie.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you how it was later on in the week.
Thank you.
I'm not sure
I want to hear about it.
All the details. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. I know. Now, this doctor is warning women that get breast lifts. That
breast lifts. I've never even heard of that. Not implants, but just lifts.
Yeah, that's what he's calling it. Breast lifts. He says that if you smoke cigarettes and you had a breast lift, you have chances of your nipples turning black and falling off.
Ew. That's freaking nasty.
It is. I can't imagine
these
people.
Have you ever seen a chick with no nipples?
Not with no nipples, no.
That would look so weird, right?
Yeah. No, I mean,
it
but
happens.
Yeah, I'm sure breast cancer survivors and stuff, you know, have that. But at the same time, you know, when people have breast augmentation like that, it's, you know, it doesn't look very good, I don't think. But I didn't realize that smoking would have such an effect on it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying the nicotine in cigarettes and the carbon monoxide contained in cigarette smoke can diminish blood flow to various parts of the body.
Interesting.
These toxins act as virtual tourniquet. If the blood flow to a particular body part becomes greatly reduced or halted, that body part dies. Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
So there you go.
Well, that means the cigarettes must affect many many procedures.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not just the boobs.
Yeah, yeah. They do.
That's very amusing to me, though. I mean, I know tons of people get breast implants, but, you know, just breast lifts. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
I want to know how that works, because, like, I'm thinking mine are real, and they're pretty large. So, like, how would you even lift? I mean, it's more of, like, making them harder, not, you
know. Well, pulling the skin, maybe.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah. Making it thinner. Wow, you're an expert here. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm an expert. I've touched a lot of breasts, so I would know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, but I really don't like fake breasts. You
Neither
know?
I mean, do I. And
I don't know about a breast lift.
I love my boobs.
Yeah?
I do.
Okay. Well, you are young, you know. Wait till you're 35, 40
Yikes.
Years old, you know. But hopefully they'll stay prickly you know.
Oh, man.
So I'm glad I don't have that problem.
I know.
Yeah,
boobies.
I know, being a woman
but
has
honestly,
so many problems.
I'm so glad I don't have a penis.
Why?
What a pain in the ass.
Why?
Doesn't it get in the way?
No, not at all.
Never?
No, it doesn't get in the way.
And don't you ever get worried, like, what if you got turned on and, you know, like, you can't help it. It pokes right up. It's noticeable.
Yeah, it is noticeable.
Happened?
All the time. Yeah, all the time. But it's in your pants, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if somebody looks down there, then they might as well see it hard, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what business do you have looking at my crotch?
I guess.
But
I just remember
do.
With my ex. Like, my ex would get... He's the horniest guy I've ever met. I mean, truly, like, just got hard all the time. And, like, we'd be in public. I'm thinking, dude, contain yourself here. And it's noticeable. And he'd have to, like, hide in the corner for an hour.
Really?
Not an hour, but, you know.
No, I understand.
He'd have to think of giant yellow school buses. Big trucks.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, with me, it's not like I just get turned on by anything. You know, I mean, it's got to be something that turns me on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just looking at a woman on the street doesn't do it for me. You know, she's got to be naked and in action.
Yeah, no, it's true. With my ex, as far as I know, it was me. It wasn't just random chicks.
Okay,
but you never know, actually.
Well, maybe you turn them on all the time.
Just kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So the guy you're with now, not a boyfriend yet, right?
I'm not with any. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, don't tell me you're not with any. You keep smiling every time you talk about it.
Stop it. I guess I'm dating someone, yeah.
Dating someone.
He's really cool. The problem is, you know, I might be leaving for a while, and that's a problem, you know?
That's a problem for you, huh?
Well, it's not even me. It's just I don't expect him to wait around for me for 3 months.
Right. Just like you're not going to wait around.
I'll know for sure
around.
By the end of this week. Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I would, that's the thing. Like, I'm on a job. I'll be working every day.
Yeah, but you'll probably meet some handsome Spanish guys and be turned on
that's
and everything.
Funny.
Yeah.
See, I'm not usually well, I take that back.
Italians, yeah. But the Spanish ones are pretty hot, too, you know?
Yeah.
So it depends, but I'm sure you'll find someone there.
We'll
They're not going to leave you alone. A pretty American girl, actress.
Gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
they want to get the big prize.
Yeah. And I like him.
Good.
But it is hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No commitment for you, though.
Well, it's just hard. I mean, I would love to, but what's the point right now if I'm going to potentially be leaving?
No, that's true.
You know?
That's true, yeah.
So we'll see. I'll know by the end of this week. If by the end of this week, you know, it's not happening, then...
Yeah.
We'll
then
see.
Then you'll settle in with him? Settle down?
A little more. Settle down, I don't know about that. I don't know. But, yeah, it's going well.
But you give him access to your body and soul, right?
Body, yes.
Oh, okay.
Soul? I don't know. I'm emotionally not... I don't know. I'm just weird.
Emotionally not there.
It's very hard for me to emotionally connect with somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an open book. I'll tell you everything, you know, my life story. But to feel some kind of emotional connection takes time. It just takes time for me.
I think you're just, like, not trusting, maybe.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I going to say? But talking to my family is always funny because every time I talk to them, I'm usually dating somebody different.
Yeah.
So they don't even believe me anytime. Yeah. I mean, I'm always like dating a few, you know, how many guys know who's this one? They can't keep up.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. So what do you tell them?
Well, right now, I don't even know. I just tell them, well, there's this one and that, I don't know. No, I told him, you know, the truth that I'm currently, you know, talking to one guy and he's cool.
I'm talking to him. We're in discussions right now.
You know what's funny, though, what cracks me up?
Uh-huh.
I think it's an actor thing. Because yesterday at that tree event, the charity event, there was another actor there and I was talking to him and he was with a girl. You know, that you know they look like they were boyfriend and girlfriend. So I'm like, yeah, you guys dating and you're together. Uh-huh. And they were weird about it, too.
Really?
Yeah, they were like doing the exact same thing I do. And they're like, we're you know, hanging out. We're a tot. I think actors just don't know how to commit.
Really?
Yeah, there's something weird. They responded. I almost shit my pants the exact same way I always respond.
Really?
Yeah, they were both actors. It's like they were clearly together. You know, they're all over each other. They're taking pictures of each other. Honey, baby.
Yeah. But then they won't admit to a commitment.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe they just want to keep themselves open to opportunities, you know?
I think so. Maybe.
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
They don't want to turn anybody away. So, no, I'm not settled down, but I am talking to this guy.
We're hanging out, you know.
Talking my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for those of you who haven't been following the news on the weekend, I guess Herman Cain is out of the race.
Woohoo!
He suspended his campaign.
First smart thing he's done in a long time.
Yeah. Wow. So,
I'm not shocked by that. Are you? I mean, I was.
No, I mean, at this point, he's finished.
Yeah.
He's finished.
Wasting
man.
Your time continuing.
Yeah. I mean, he's shown what kind of character he has, and that's, you know, it's not the character you'd want for a president.
Exactly.
You know, so Cain is out of it now.
Rick Perry's next. Come on.
Yeah.
Just get out.
That's true. He'll be out soon too, huh? Yeah, he's not
so.
Going to make a comeback or anything. I don't think so. Mm-mm. But there's not that many candidates left, so go figure. You know.
I know. The Republicans, it's just been such a total joke.
It has
it's
been.
It's amazing.
It's really unusual the way it's been.
Yeah.
All right, Steph, this is it for us.
Okay, dogs.
We get to go out and enjoy the day. They're saying the winds are going to be back, so we'll see what that's about.
Yeah.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll be here tomorrow.
Woohoo!
have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.